During World War II, operations were conducted throughout several different theaters, or places of action. In the Mediterranean, the U.S. Army Air Forces began using aircraft such as the British Bristol Bow Fighter, an effective night fighter, in the summer of 1943. Bow fighters flew night cover for Allied forces in Italy and France until the closing days of World War II. The British Supermarine Spitfire Mark 5C, which was involved in all fronts of the war, was flown by 9 Allied nations, including the United States. The U.S. Army Air Force's 31st Fighter Group and 52nd Fighter Group started using Spitfire Mark 5B in combat in August 1942, flying from England on raids over western France. The 31st and 52nd Fighter Groups flew them first during Operation Torch, the invasion of North Africa in 1942. The B-24 Liberator was also employed in every combat theater during the war. Over 18,000 were built, more than any other U.S. aircraft in history. Because of its great range, it was particularly suited for such missions as the famous raid from North Africa against the oil industry at Ploiești, Romania, on August 1, 1943. The B-24 on display flew combat missions from North Africa in 1943 and 1944 with a 512th Bomb Squadron. It was flown to the museum in May 1959.